Let's call this meeting of the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:03 p.m. on Tuesday, February 22nd, 2011. Present today is Co-Chairman Representative Sadler, Representative Gatto, Representative Miller, and myself, Co-Chair Representative Thompson. Let the record also reflect that Representatives Lynn and Representative Cisna are excused from today's meeting. Before we start, please turn off your cell phones. Just turning them to vibrate will still interfere with the recording system. Thank you very much. The purpose of today's meeting is to hear House Bill 129, Deceased Veterans Death Certificates. There is a committee substitute that we need to adopt as our working document. Can I have a motion to bring House Bill 129, Version M, before the committee for discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to bring the CS for House Bill 129, Version M, before the committee for discussion purposes. And that's draft 27-S0450/M for Mike.
All right. Hearing no objections, House Bill 129, Version M, is before the committee for discussion. Here today to present House Bill 129 is Representative Max Grunberg and his Chief of Staff, Gretchen Staft. Also, for everybody's information, is Gretchen's birthday today.
Oh, man. Cake? Ice cream?
If you'd please come to the table, place your name on the record, and proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chairs. And I'm Max Gruenberg. I represent House District 20, Mountain View, Russian Jack, adjacent to District 18, and not far from District 13, and the rest of you guys a little farther south. We very much appreciate your scheduling this bill. This bill is modeled, it's a bill to provide a limited number of free death certificates for veterans, from the veterans' families. The purpose of the legislation, and it's modeled on an Arizona law, is to allow people who are dealing with the estates of deceased veterans to apply for and obtain veterans or Social Security benefits, governmental benefits, and it's not to get a bunch of death certificates so that you can clear title to your property and that sort of a thing. It's to just provide a little additional assistance to the families of folks who serve their country. And it came about because of Uncle Seymour. Uncle Seymour Epstein was my wife's uncle. I first met Uncle Seymour when I was walking down the hall at a family reunion in Southern California, and Uncle Seymour came down the hall walking backwards. He didn't walk or deal with things the way most people did. He marched to his own tune. And he died in Prescott, not Prescott, but Prescott, Arizona. Can't pronounce it as Prescott. And when he died, and Kayla and her cousin Marcia handled his affairs, and I wound up writing the checks and stuff, we got a death certificate, an Arizona death certificate, stamped for government use only. And you should have a copy of that in your packet. And I thought, gee, that was a nice thing that the state of Arizona did. And it'd be nice to do the same thing here in Alaska, because we have so many veterans, a higher percentage than anywhere else, and families, and many of these folks don't have a lot of assets. And so we drafted this based upon the Arizona law. And we put this in through the State Affairs Committee a couple of legislatures ago. The bill passed, wound up in Senate Finance, and ran out of time. And hopefully we'll be able to get the thing through if we can pass it again. Did it go through a second time or just that once?
I think it's been through twice.
Okay, I think so. I think it's made it through a couple of times, and it's just a question of making certain that the thing gets through. I'm not aware of any opposition. There's a zero fiscal note there's going to be a lost revenue from this, and that's mentioned, and that'll depend upon how many veterans' families become aware of this and how many certificates each of them want. The fiscal note this year is, that I think, a little better refined than it's been in the past. They say it could be a revenue of up to $75,000 loss, but that's cheap compared to what these people have put up with and done for our country, and it's some kind of a benefit for folks who live out the remainder of their years in Alaska and pass away in this state. The CES, the M version, makes a couple of changes. And just for the record, Mr. Chair, the changes it makes are all on the last page of the bill. I should have written just a second here. I thought I had the little sheet. It's probably here. Yeah, here it is. Okay. There are two changes that it makes on the bill, and I hope that you folks have a discussion. They should have copies. Yeah, that's right. The two changes that it makes are on page 3 of the bill. We received an email from a gentleman who was a retired Master Chief Petty Officer from the Coast Guard, and his name is Dan McCrumman, and he said correctly, as it turns out, that Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserves are technically in the armed services, so we no longer need to have the language that we had in the original bill, which was on page 3, lines 8 and 9, that sets that out, because they're already in the armed services. And second, the Alaska Army National Guard and Alaska Air National Guard from the previous version here, all we have to do is call them National Guard. And Alpheus Bullard, who is our counsel on the bill from Ledge Legal, made that suggestion. Those are the only changes in the M version. I really have nothing else to add. Ms. Staft, is there anything that you wanted to add?
Not at this time, no.
Thank you for hearing the bill and for considering it, and I appreciate very much your doing that.
Okay. Are there any questions for Representative Grunberg or Ms. Staff? Co-Chair Sather?
To the Chair, to Representative Grunberg. Is this the Dan McCrumman, I believe? Does he serve on the Alaska Veterans Advisory Board?
I don't know, Mr. Co-Chair. I've never met him. I just received an email from him.
And a different question.
Follow up. Go ahead.
Thank you. Not a follow-up, but a different question entirely. In reading through, is there any circumstance in which a surviving member of a veteran could request a death certificate that he would not qualify for a free certificate from the state? What circumstances would this not apply in?
Well, if you just wanted death certificates generally or whatever, then you can order them. And the price has gone up from $20 to $25, and I think that's what they charge, at least according to the fiscal note. But, you know, anybody can buy a death certificate, to my knowledge. I don't know anything. Okay. There may be some restriction, and we're supposed to have somebody from Vital Statistics either available or on the phone or something. But as far as I know, this doesn't prohibit you from just buying one.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative, the only thing that I don't quite see in here is how many copies could someone get at no charge, and is there any sort of a list that indicates who is qualified to actually request one at no charge?
Yes. On page, through the chair, on page 2, lines 22 and following, the Bureau shall issue one certified copy of the death certificate free to an eligible recipient.
Okay.
An eligible recipient is defined on page 2, subsection A, 7A, lines 26 and following up to the top of page 2, page 3. So in other words, a surviving spouse or other relative, each one could get one, an heir, any heir, a devisee, and administrators, etc. Originally, the Division of Vital Statistics thought the average probably would be 5 certificates per person. They've revised that this year in the fiscal note, so it says 3 or 4. Frankly, I think that maybe a couple, you know, you're applying for Social Security benefits or survivor benefits or something. It's not the kind of thing that you would need, except if you're applying for those governmental benefits. It has a stamp across it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At least I would assume that's what they do or something.
All right.
That's what they do in Arizona.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay.
Another question I have made?
Representative Sather, go ahead.
Through the chair, in the analysis of the fiscal note, it notes that families have been known to request as many as 40 copies of a death certificate. Any anecdotal evidence in what kind of situations those would be? I mean, that's going to be kind of a larger fiscal hit to the state. It's the third paragraph.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
I find that heretofore, I'm not aware of any reason the government would have to determine why somebody was requesting 40 copies. But there are just a few governmental agencies that would provide benefits dependent upon a death certificate. So I wouldn't think that that it would be anywhere near that many. They're just assuming 3 to 4 certificates.
If I could add something, for the record, my name is Gretchen Staft, Chief of Staff to Representative Max Gruenberg. Through the chair, Co-Chair Sadler, I would just add that unless 40 different eligible recipients requested the death certificate, it wouldn't be any increased cost to the state or loss of revenue. Each eligible recipient would only be entitled to one certified copy under this bill. So unless there were 40 eligible recipients, you know, relatives or what have you, requesting a death certificate for one individual, it wouldn't have a fiscal impact on the state. So they'd have to pay for those extra copies, $25 a copy.
As it's written right yet on line 22, the Bureau shall issue 1 to 2 eligible recipients, so that's good. Okay.
All right. Did that bring up any other questions?
And it's actually one last one. I promise, last question.
All right. I had Representative Sadler.
And these death certificates, these are standard issue government certificates. They're not in any way decorative or memorial or you know, extra special fancy. This is just the government issue.
That's correct.
Sure. Thank you. Last question.
All right. Hearing no further questions of Mr. Gruenberg or Ms. Staff, at this time, then, I would like to open it up to public testimony. In the room, I think we have Philip Mitchell from the Department of Vital Statistics. Is he here?
Yes, I am.
Do you have any testimony?
Mr. Chairman, I'm Warren Gilbert. I'm the Director of Division
of Public
Health.
Oh, okay. Do you have any comments you want to testify? Come right ahead. What's your name and on the record and proceed?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, for the record, my name is Ward Hurlbert. I'm the Director of the Public Health Division, the Chief Medical Officer with the Department of Health and Social Services. And I'm here to testify on behalf of the administration in regard to this bill. The administration does not have a position on this bill. The intent, as Representative Gruenberg described, is to provide a public service for families of deceased veterans with no charge for the certificate, with one free copy going to each eligible person to satisfy an eligibility requirement. Representative Gruenberg described those who would be eligible. The bill is similar to one that was introduced in the 26th legislature. Our experience is that the average number of requests for a death certificate is 5. As Representative Gruenberg stated, we did use 3 or 4 in the calculation of the impact of this bill. The bill would allow many family members or representatives to separately request a free certificate. Each of the entities that provide a benefit, in life insurance, other benefit, all normally require an original death certificate in order to provide that benefit. So the impact is projected at between 1 and 5,000 annual certificates a year. The cost, as Representative Grubenberg described, did go up last summer. That's the reason, part of the reason for the revised fiscal estimate from the previous legislature, with the first copy being $25 and $20 for subsequent copies. We expect, as people would become aware of this bill, should it become law, that the impact would grow. And our estimate is that the impact on the Bureau of Vital Statistics would be a reduction in fee income in the first year in fiscal 12 of $75,000, increasing in over the next five subsequent fiscal years to $100,000 in reduced income. The in order to maintain current staffing levels within the Bureau of Vital Statistics, we do need the income that comes in. That's a section which depends in part on general fund appropriation. It also depends in significant part on fees. And because of increasing costs, because fees have gone up elsewhere in the country, we did have a modest increase last summer after quite a number of years. So we would be significantly concerned that we would not be able to maintain our current level of service with the loss of this income unless there were a balancing general fund appropriation. As Representative Grunberg noted, we have seen families request up to 40 copies. That is extraordinary. We've tried to be conservative in our estimate and made the estimate a little bit lower than our actual experience of five, with an average of about 3.5. That's the end of my testimony. I'd be happy to answer any questions, Mr. Chairman.
Committee, do you have any questions of Mr. Hulbert? Representative Sadler.
Mr. Hulbert, if someone, in the case you described, had requested 40, they were expected to pay the cost per death certificate. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Representative Sadler, yes, sir. If they requested 40, they paid for all of them. We have not asked why people were requesting certificates, so we don't have that information.
And if you were to prorate the cost, if you wanted to replace the lost revenue from the free certificates by adding to the fee schedule for the other death certificates, do you have an estimation or a calculation as to how much you would have to raise the price for others that were paying for their death certificates? Would it be $5 more, $6 more, $10 more?
Through the chair, I can get back to you with an exact number. However, we know that about 30% of the deaths. The number we use are for veterans. Not everybody would be aware, not everybody would request it, but to fully make up for the lost income would probably be greater than the $10, but we could do a calculation and get back to you on that.
If I were better at math, I could probably do it here, but I'll try. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you very much for your testimony, Mr. Hulbert.
Thank you, Representative Thompson.
I believe we have also in the audience Philip Mitchell. Do you want to come up and speak? No, I just you had signed in. I thought maybe you wanted to testify. No, you don't? All right. Is there anyone else who would like to give public testimony to House Bill 129? Seeing none, at this time I'd like to close public testimony. Is there further discussion by the committee members on this bill? What are the wishes of the committee? Is there a motion to move CS for H House Bill 129 version M with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note from committee?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we move CS for House Bill 129 Military and Veterans Affairs out with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Any objections? Hearing no objections, we have now moved House Bill 129 version M, which is 27-LS0450/M, from the House Military and Veterans Affairs Committee. And we'll take a brief intermission while we sign this bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Fourth, at this meeting will be a presentation on the Tanana River Bridge to Training Ranges on the Northern Rail Extension by the Alaska Railroad Corporation and the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. And at 1:25 p.m., I adjourn today's meeting of the House Military...